So I'm going to be presenting some research that we're doing in breast cancer knowledge, attitudes, and screening among Hispanics who reside in South Texas colonias, specifically. So I have no relationships to disclose. A little bit of background on breast cancer in general. Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death for women of all ethnicities. It's second only to skin cancer. It is also the leading cause of cancer death among Hispanic women. However, breast cancer screening rates remain consistently lower among minority populations as compared to non-Hispanic whites. So among Hispanic women, despite having lower rates of occurrence of breast cancer, they have one of the highest mortality rates as a result of breast cancer as compared to non-Hispanic whites. In Texas in particular, 15,050 new cases of breast cancer were projected or are projected for 2012. So in Texas, we are along the U.S.-Mexico border. Hispanic women living within this region has also shown in previous research to be disproportionately high or have disproportionately higher breast cancer mortality rates as compared to even other Hispanic populations in the U.S. So the present study seeks to examine breast cancer knowledge, attitudes, and screening behaviors among these Hispanic women who reside in the colonias along the U.S.-Mexico border. We're concentrating on two counties in South Texas for this research, and we're using the health belief model to analyze the effect of the health belief constructs on clinical breast examinations and mammography screening. There, just an overview of some brief research that have used the health belief model to look at preventative health-seeking behaviors. It was used to gauge genetic testing for colorectal carcinoma gene among Montana residents, also found to be a valid and reliable method for assessing women's health beliefs on cervical cancer and pap smears. In addition, it has been used for things such as predicting healthy eating habits among college students, and it's been applied for the prediction of coronary heart disease preventative behaviors in women. In breast cancer, the model's also been used among women in Northern Ireland as predictor of breast self-examinations, again on mammography screening within African American women, among prediction of breast self-examinations, and also as a framework for identifying factors that influence breast cancer screening among Iranian women. So as such, this is why we chose this model to examine the psychosocial determinants of mammography utilization within this population. So the goal of this overall framework is going to be to understand the health behaviors and placing emphasis on the subjective views and motives of the individual in making their decisions. This is concerned primarily with the individual's perceptions that taking action, in this case, engaging in mammography screening or clinical breast examination, will be beneficial in any possible barriers to them. And it assesses the readiness and the initiative of the individual to pursue that action. I wanted to talk a little bit about the South Texas colonias, or colonias in general. It's a population that people generally aren't very familiar with, and one that's continually overlooked. Colonias are chiefly Hispanic communities, settlements. They're unincorporated townships that reside outside of major cities. They're located within 150 miles of the Mexico-United States border on either side. They're characterized by their lack of infrastructure, lack of potable water. They oftentimes don't have electricity, no sewage, no established roadways. The houses are typically constructed of kind of just this and that, whatever is available and placed together. The communities are more aptly compared to third world countries or developing countries for this reason. They also carry a higher susceptibility to illnesses, both the communicable illnesses and as well as the non-communicable diseases. The Hispanic populations within these colonias is going to represent a pretty important subpopulation for study because of its unique situation and lack of resources that are residing there. These are just some pictures so you can kind of get a visual. They bring water in, they have to boil it. This is common practice there. Just kind of pictures of the neighborhoods in general. To the bottom right, you'll see a map of the counties along the border that actually have colonias in them. In this study, Maverick and Valverde, I should have put arrows on there to point them, but they are one of the highlighted ones on the region of South Texas there. So a little bit about what we did, our data, our samples, and our measures. So this data we collected from the two South Texas counties, our colonias outside of those counties, or in those counties, Maverick and Valverde, The collection was driven by AHEC, the Area Health Education Center that's in that area. They recruited community health workers, and 20 were selected and trained in one-on-one interview techniques and survey instrumentation. They were sent to 12 colonias in Del Rio, which is in Valverde County, and 24 colonias in Eagle Pass, which is in Maverick County. And we used a multi-stage systematic sampling approach to sample households and women within these households in these two areas, which ended up with 1,849 women we collected. For this study, we chose participants between the ages of 40 and 75 who have never had a history of breast cancer, which yielded us 892 in this analysis. So the health beliefs model we use is a framework, so we collected data on the measures of knowledge, perceived susceptibility to breast cancer, perceived severity of the disease, the benefits to breast cancer screening, and then the perceived barriers to breast cancer screening, as well as cues to action, which is operationalized as having a physician as a primary source of healthcare information. Demographics of our sample, we came out 77% were either married or living with a partner. We had a very high unemployment rate of 62.2%, 31.4% only achieving a middle school education. We had an average annual income below $25,000, 85% reporting this, and over half held no form of insurance. So what we did with the data that we collected is we ran logistic regressions. Two of them, one for clinical breast examination participation within the past year and the other for mammography participation within the past year. The two models that you'll see in the following slides, the first model is just the core constructs analysis, and the second model is representing the full model where we controlled for marital status, education, employment status, income, and health insurance. So on clinical breast exams, you can see that knowledge was consistent predictor. The higher the level of the knowledge, the odds, the more likely they are to engage in clinical breast exams within the past year. Perceived susceptibility was moderately significant in decreasing the likelihood of participation. Perceived barriers increased the odds of participation within the past year. And having a physician as the primary source of healthcare information did also increase the odds of having been or having engaged in clinical breast exam within the past year. See slight difference in mammography statistics. We're seeing perceived barriers to also be a promoter, increasing the odds of having been screened for or having had a mammogram in the past year. And we still see our physician is the primary source of health information as increasing the odds to participation in mammography. So some of you may be thinking, how is barriers a promoter to screening? And that's kind of one of the things that we get asked most in the analysis that we've been running. We constructed the barriers index in this study to not only reflect financial barriers and transportation barriers, we wanted to do kind of a multi-level analysis. So we did include psychological barriers, measures on embarrassment of the woman exposing her breast for these procedures, measures that included the pain of the examination and the discomfort to kind of get a well-rounded measure. Perceived barriers has been shown in previous studies to promote screening as a result of women already having gone through this process, reflective of their experiences and rating higher on the barrier scale. So that is what we think is going on in this population as well, because there are programs that are now being implemented in these colonia areas that are trying to increase mammography screening. So these women being more familiar with the process, they may register a little bit higher on the negativity of their experiences in general. So in conclusion, we did find that knowledge, perceived barriers, and physicians being the primary source of healthcare information were consistent with women having reported CBU in the past year and increased the odds of them participating in it. And mammography perceived barriers and physicians being the primary source of health information were consistent with mammography in the past year. Out of our controls, were not surprisingly, insurance status was a major factor in increasing the odds of both clinical breast exam and mammography screening, so definitely can't overlook the structural barriers as well. So in conclusion, considerations should be given not only to structural barriers, but to psychosocial and structural elements when we're looking at healthcare utilization among these minority groups. Future research should examine the use of the health belief model within similar populations to assess its utility and assessing health care needs within these populations, hard to reach elevated risk populations. So tongue-tied. So thank you for listening. Does anyone have any questions? Yes, ma'am. We contacted the population through the community health workers that were selected and trained. They actually went door to door within these colonias, well, into the selected households of the colonias. And they carried survey instrumentation that was tailored to either Spanish speaking, if that was their comfort level, or English speaking. And they walked through the surveys, explained it to them, and just went door to door collecting data. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.